BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Three, two.
Radio one.
On today's Scott Mills Daily, our Tune of the Week artist Maisie Peters surprises one of our listeners. When you get some interesting requirements when you're looking for a new house share, Inyo Nabingo returns with the legend Freddie Flintoff. And why does Greg James think I might know a fireman? Now, I just want to let you in on a WhatsApp conversation that I am currently having with one of the Radio 1 Breakfast Greg James team. So it started about half an hour ago. Hi, random question. Do you know a firefighter? For some reason, we thought you might. I'm like, why do you think I know a fireman? They reply, you were our first choice of people to ask in the office. Now, tell me, right, what about me suggests to anyone who knows a fireman? Scott will know one. I don't know any. So I put, why, I don't know any. And the reply is, hang on. For some reason, we thought you'd know one. Sure, you've introduced us to one in the past. I haven't. But anyway, if you are a firefighter and you want to be on Greg James' show tomorrow, get in touch, 81199. I mean, I don't think I know any. Do I?
One! The Scott Mills Daily.
Good to have Five Sauce in yesterday, although, well, you know I love these boys, but, wow, the accent change in a few years is wild. This is what happens when you go and live in America. Here's Ashton from yesterday.
I don't know if anyone else has been to Mexico, but after you drink...
Oh, no, that's actually old Ashton. This is the first one.
You know, allowing me to wear leather jackets like this.
Okay, so that was from yesterday's interview.
You know, allowing me to wear leather jackets like this.
And this bit.
Me too.
Yeah.
No, we're working on it. It's not going to be out for a minute, but
yeah.
We're going to start with Easier, maybe another song after that, and then maybe an album.
And here's Ashton on our show in 2015.
I don't know if anyone else has been to Mexico, but after you drink the water sometimes, you have some issues with the digestive system.
Sure.
But then they took my appendix out, and it turned out it wasn't my appendix, it was some other stuff.
Ew.
And it was disgusting. And okay. I'm a survivor, really.
It's gone from sour Australian to really American.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, in the next 20 minutes, we're going to discuss when you're looking for someone to live with or, like, you know, you need a new flat. I've had an email from one of our listeners. You know that you make the show, by the way, so anything you want to email with anything you've got, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. This show is all about you, all about your stories, all about your input. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And you can literally tell me anything, you know that. So when you're looking for somewhere new to live, like renting, on the ad it'll say, looking for professionals, must be clean, must be tidy. For example, sometimes it'll say no smoking or no pets. It'll sometimes give an age range like 25 to 35 or whatever. One of our listeners has seen some real funky requests for what's required in one of these flat shares. It's on at 140.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Darren.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. So I got your email. Thanks for that. I understand that you're house hunting at the moment.
I am, yes.
Where are you moving to?
Well, I've just returned from France. I was there for a couple of weeks for work, and prior to that, I lived in West London. Which was great, but I just thought I fancied something a bit different. Basically, my last housemates weren't the cleanest, so I've just been looking for something a bit different, and to my complete and utter amazement, I found a property advertised on the website that looks for rooms that are spare, and there was a nice-looking building, and I read the advert, and it then went on to describe something that I can't even begin to explain why someone would even post it. I don't understand.
Thing is, right, if you're looking for a flat or house to rent anywhere, I mean, it's a lot, isn't it? Like, you've just literally got to be on it all the time. And some of the descriptions are quite funky, aren't they?
Funky's the correct word, you're right. But this place was not the one.
Right, how bad is this?
It depends on what you're into, I guess, because I'm not a naturist. However,
oh.
This house was looking for someone that was comfortable to live
and be part of a naturist garden, which I didn't even think was a thing in London, but lo and behold.
Thing is, right, like any major city, London's got it all. All walks of life. So it doesn't surprise me in one bit.
I mean, it is what it is. It's what people are into, and as long as they're happy and healthy, it's all good, but not for me.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Did it stipulate anything else on the ad?
Not in that one, other than you just had to be comfortable living in that environment.
Right.
But just out of curiosity, I had a look, and the house next door, they would be able to see into the garden, so it wouldn't necessarily be a private garden. Pardon the pun.
Right. So is it basically saying that you would have to be nude all the time?
Not nude all the time, but you would have to be comfortable living within that environment.
Oh, well, I'm sure someone else has taken it up. It would have been snapped up like that.
Probably, yeah, for sure.
What else have you seen when you've been looking for houses?
There was another one. I'll just be careful with what I say, but they stipulated to maybe take part in some extra activity at the weekend.
Okay.
With growing numbers.
Oh, right, but, so more than one person, you mean?
Yeah.
How many people were talking? Two, three?
If I moved in, it would be me plus two.
Oh, okay, cool.
So,
good to know.
For sure.
I didn't know that that these ads for, like, rooms and flats, I didn't realise they had these kind of, this amount of detail, you know? I just thought it would be, like, clean, no pets, no smoking, you know?
There we go. It seems that it's all the rage at the moment.
Have you found a place yet?
No, I'm still looking. I know, I had a viewing last night, which was actually pretty decent, so I'm still hopeful.
Did anything funky happen in the meeting?
No, but it goes to, like, a second interview. It becomes something, like, from The Apprentice.
Does it?
Yeah. I've had one meeting with the housemates, and now they want to go for a drink in a more relaxed environment. I hope they're not listening to this, by the way.
Incredible that you get a second interview.
I know.
At least you made it through boot camp.
Well, I think I did. I hope I did. Hopefully they don't change their mind.
Oh, right. You're waiting to hear.
It's kind of like the six-tier challenge on X Factor, I can imagine. If someone better comes along,
You're out.
They'll ditch me, yeah. I know. And without boring you, I'm quite a particular person to live with. I like a very, very clean place.
I was going to say, what are you into? What are you going to tell me?
No, not like that. Don't worry. I'm immaculate, basically. So I like a nice, clean living environment with nice, friendly people. And I've yet to find that in London.
It's not too much to ask, Darren, is it?
No, it's not, Scott. Scott
Mills. Okay, let's do this. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Steve-O from Tame requests this. Danny Dyer covering Selfie, which I don't even remember.
Can you guys help me pick a filter? I don't know if I should go with XX Pro or Valencia. I want to look tan. What should my caption be? I want it to be clever. How about living with my girls? I only got 10 likes in the last 5 minutes. Do you think I should take it down? Let me take another selfie.
Ah, it's from Grimmy's show.
Let me take a selfie. Let's have it!
John in his van wants me vocal coaching Rag & Bone Man. You are?
I am!
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 What? What?
Giant!
Yeah. Good. You are?
I am!
You are?
I am!
You are?
I am!
You are?
I am!
You are? You are? What?
Giant!
Hello, Zoe. Who wants this from Lizzo?
What's Scott Mills?
So many people asking for this one from American News, including Steph in Newcastle and loads of other people.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay, excuse me, he's blind.
How do you get that mixed up? Connor and his brother Lewis want Jesse from Little Mix. Always good. Brett really wants to hear from Where Do You Think They Were? Daddy Ralph. Remember Daddy Ralph?
Jump, jump. Daddy Ralph will make you jump, jump.
Oh, Megan.
That was awful.
Not okay. Simon and Alfreton. What's this from Channel 4 Racing?
Just confirming the ground is now good. Oh, you've been joined by a beautiful lady.
It's a man, actually, Derek.
Alex and Tamworth wants the classic.
It's just a potato, darling.
Scott in Edinburgh onto this old clip from Inya Nabingo.
Kimberly Rennicks won Scotland's first gold, beating India's Sushila Lakmabam.
And for Aaron, in Colchester, polyphonic bombaleo.
Ridiculous.
Okay, we've got Nick who says, news beat, I'm on a 5-hour journey from Northumberland to Wales. Hello, Hugh Edwards, not that one. On the way to Glastonbury, on their way now. Hugh, Alice, Sam and Thomas in the car. Ash and Elliot rolling back to London in the van. Hello, Bubs bumbling his barrels off in his brewery in Winchester. Alfie driving somewhere near Hythe. Zach and the lads poolside in Zante. It's boiling. Emma listening on her phone trying to sleep in Sydney, Australia. Liam in Morecambe bumbling on his tractor in the sunshine. Chad is keen for an Indian tonight with the lads. Harry and James bumbling in a really hot warehouse in Essex. Shane and Rob halfway through their Glastonbury shift. I'm guessing they work there. Rhea and Megan in Witham, they're always there, stuffing their faces with brownies.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Hello, Kerry in Coventry. Listening at work on headphones, snorting with laughter at the gap. Sam and his dad, they've got a right sweat on. Pretty hot. Sam in Brecon, looking forward to pork insider later for his tea. Gareth driving from Wales to Pontefract, really enjoying today's bumbleo. And George bumbleoing his hay bales off in North Wales. I can't reach the note. Blazing.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Bex.
Hello.
You texted the show yesterday, didn't you?
I did.
Saying what?
Saying that I had heard the song. My fiancé called me to say, put the radio on to listen to this song. It's going to be our wedding song, and I heard it, and it's beautiful. So I thought, I'll just send you a message just to say thank you, and that's what happened. And I'm speaking to you, which is very odd.
What's the song?
It is When It Feels Like This by Maisie Peters.
My tune of the week?
Tune of the week, most definitely. Tune of the year.
Had you heard it before this week?
I had a little bit, but I hadn't heard it properly and listened to the lyrics, and it's beautiful.
So hang on a second. So when you say it's your wedding song, like, where's it going to be used? Is it like first dance?
No, I would like to walk down the aisle to it, actually.
That's quite major.
It is very major, and I'm going to be very nervous. But it's such a calming song, and it's exactly how I feel. It's perfect.
When are you getting married, and to who?
We're getting married on the 22nd of May next year to my beautiful fiancé, Max Smethurst.
All right, how'd you meet Max, then?
So, it's a bit odd, actually. My friend said that one of her friends was looking for somewhere to live, and my lodger had just left, so I asked if he could come round to meet me so I could give him a little interview, and he came round to meet me.
Potential lodger?
A potential lodger, yeah.
Oh,
mom,
this is such a cliche, but I really enjoy it, yeah.
Oh, I know. And I opened the door to give him an interview, and I had a little look at him, and I wanted to shut the door like they do in Love Actually and do a little dance, but I thought, that's very uncool, I can't do that.
Wow.
So I let him in, and gave him a little interview, and he was still there 4 hours later. And he moved in, obviously he passed the test. He moved in 5 days later, and then after the weekend he took me on a date, and that was a year and a half ago.
Right, this is like
and
a film.
Married. It is like a film, I know.
I mean, you really love this song.
I do love this song, it's amazing.
I'm about to play it. First of all, though, I've got actual Maisie Peters on the line, so you can tell how much you love it as well.
Oh my goodness, have you?
Bex?
Hello.
Hi. Oh, this is the best moment of my life. Hi.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm speaking to you. That's amazing. That song is beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. Honestly, can I just say, I'm actually so honoured and blessed that my film is soundtracking basically a real life film. I can't believe he was your lodger. I've just been quietly listening to your conversation. Like, dying on my little chair outside prep. Like, honestly, so cute. What a time.
Oh, thank you. Well, you're welcome to drop by to the wedding.
Yes, a live version. Yes, yes.
Honestly, can me and Scott come? Like, we'll be very quiet. We'll sit on the back. Like,
we won't, though.
Yes. Definitely. No, you can have front row, it's fine.
Okay. I might chuck in a little DJ set.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, but the
DJ set will just be Feels Like This over and over again.
Yeah, like, just your song.
Feels Like This remixed.
Right, listen, this is a cute story. I mean, let's play the track now.
Brilliant.
Bex, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm going to listen to it.
Maisie, Chris isn't even here today, but can you introduce it as me and him, like you've been doing on social media all week?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Chris doesn't need to be there for the full magical effect. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Radio 1. My name is Scott Mills. This is my friend Chris. Hi, everyone. I'm Chris Dark. We're about to tell you the best song that's ever existed in the whole wide world since the dawn of time. It's called Feels Like This. It's by Maisie Peters. If you don't save it to your playlist immediately, you're dead to us. There you go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Swish, swish. Miley Cyrus on Radio 1. Exciting. 15 minutes to Inuit Bingo with Freddie Flintoff.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Even though Chris Stark is in Mallorca, it would have annoyed him that I got Swish Swish dead on there with Miley Cyrus, right?
Yeah, you got that bang on. That was a good one.
Thank you.
It annoys me every time.
Why can't you do it?
It's always like a split second out. It's really annoying.
Yeah, you've got no musical rhythm, that's what it is.
No, I've got better musical rhythm than you.
No, real.
I just can't. Yes, real. I'd be happy to test that in any way you see fit.
Babes, I've been talking up to these vocals for years, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Are you on your holidays?
Yeah, I'm in Mallorca. I've just Googled it. I'm 2 miles from BCM.
Right. I really enjoy your holidays because they're always in Spain. You stick to what you know, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I kind of think if you're onto a good thing and you like it, why go anywhere else?
Why go anywhere else?
I like it here.
And you don't. So, So anyway, hola to you. I bet you're on the Movie Star Network right now, aren't you?
Yeah, classic. Yeah.
Right, so we've got Stephen playing against you today. Hey, Stephen.
Hiya.
Where are you?
I'm in Lincoln.
Not quite Mallorca, but it's all good. You're delivering beer, are you?
I am.
I bet everyone immediately thinks that you get, like, all the freebies, and you probably don't.
No, we don't.
At all?
Just have to carry it.
Like, never?
We get some when it goes out of date, but other than that, that's it.
Out of date beer?
Yeah.
Is that okay to drink?
Yeah, you got about 6 months after it goes out of date.
Okay. Right, so you're delivering beer at the moment. Is it true you tried to get Lewis Capaldi tickets recently, but you had no luck?
Yeah, I did try.
Like, his tour was selling out in, I think it was like 1.5 seconds or something. It's insane.
I know. It's, it was crazy.
I know. All right, so, Chris, you can go first. What's yours?
Okay, banger this one, throwback. This is Khalid.
Caught out there, Khalees. Good one.
Tune, right?
Yeah. Stephen, what are your thoughts?
It's all right. It's all right.
Okay. Well, that's one choice. Or the other option. My banger is David Guetta and Usher, Without You.
want to move your feet.
Okay, Stephen, what's it going to be?
They're both good. They're both very good. But Chris is on his holidays and you're in the studio, so, Scott, you've got it.
It's the right choice.
On the LifeHacks podcast, we're finding out about the issues that matter to you. Everything from growing up on social media.
Not everything online represents you in your real life.
To dealing with traumatic experiences.
I'm a survivor of knife crime.
Everyone was just screaming, you know, run for your lives.
Viewpoints we're all thinking about and passionate subjects that we're all talking about.
My sole purpose is to fight for climate justice.
There's still a lot of people out there who's been in my situation and hasn't spoke about it.
BBC Radio 1's Life Hacks. Download and subscribe to this series on the BBC Sounds app.
I am lost, I am vain, I will never be the same without you. Without you, without you, without you.
Someone says Usher sneezes a lot in this song. What do you mean? Oh, without you. Yeah, I get you. David Guetta. Usher, without you, on BBC Radio 1. That's my banger, and I win because I'm actually here.
Scott Mills. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Welcome to another Innuendo Bingo, and please welcome Freddie Flintoff.
Thank you.
Absolute pleasure to have you here.
Thanks very much.
Can't quite believe you agreed to it, but I know that you and him have kind of like, you've done like work together before, you're kind of mates, and that probably pushed it over the line.
Yeah, I'm not being funny, he's got a really bad hole in his trousers here.
This has happened before.
Just try to keep my eyes up.
It's tricky because the innuendo bingo trousers, and I will show what's going on, it's just skin. It.
Can you not?
And it's not a cry for help, so right. Nothing to fear.
Thanks for pointing that out. Okay, so this game is simple. We've got some clips of TV and radio, which could, in some people's minds, sound a bit rude. And because you're here, Freddie, it's a sport special.
Oh, brilliant.
So all the clips are sport-related. So, lads, when you're ready, grab your waters and let's get ready to play Innuendo Bingo with Freddie Smith.
Cheers.
Witness the wetness. Innuendo Bingo.
All right, we're starting with the Women's World Cup on BBC One. And it seems that England striker Ellen White knows the consequences of planting her feet.
Towards White, buffeted from behind. That's a free kick to England. Well played, Ellen White, because she went early, she planted her feet in the ground and she knew she was going to get the right old hammer in from behind, and she did.
Okay. Poor Ellen.
She knew she was going to get the right old hammer in from behind, and she did.
Okay, good.
Well held, lads. Very well held. Okay. I think this next one might get you. We're going over to the MMA now. And it's Danny Maenas taking on Zach Chavez in the octagon. And it seems a combination of the commentator's pronunciation and the fight being quite one-sided makes for an extraordinary highlights reel.
We are ready to rock and roll. Second round of action. Maenas is in a bit of pain here.
You ready?
He's okay to go on. He says the referee, don't play. Let's not waste any time.
You watch one, I'll watch the other, Michael.
I'll watch Maenas. John Dace has caught time. Maenas taking it from.
Oh,
no.
I think we've killed him.
Well, then we've got a choker.
It's a bend.
We are ready to rock and roll. Second round of action. Maenas is in a bit of pain here. He's okay to go on. He says the referee, Tom Fayez. Let's not waste any time.
You watch one, I'll watch the other, Michael.
I'll watch Maenas. Tom Fayez has caught time. Maenas taking a thumb.
Wearing these on train.
That was a particularly vicious.
Wow. Okay, more water, please.
There's a lot going on there.
Mm. A lot happened to Maenas in that last.
Okay.
But you'll be pleased to know that things do get better from here on in.
Ready? Really?
Yeah. Water, please.
Second round of action. There is a cut on Maenas. Maenas is relaxed here, Pat.
Gets Chris every time. Every time.
Did you just say that?
got a little bit of bogey coming out now and everything. You're going to need makeup.
Oh, he's asking.
He's asking. Oh, that was grim.
Okay. Freddie just wiped his nose on Chris's shirt there. Okay, now we're going to the Cricket World Cup on Five Live. Thank you to Rich in Birmingham for this next one. And as Australia take on India, commentator Mel Jones seems to reveal a little bit too much about how she celebrates her wicket falling.
And a very good review from both bowler and wicketkeeper and convincing captain Virat Kohli to take a look at it. It looked a really good shout from where we were, Mel Jones. But Australia lose their fourth wicket, 238 for four.
Well, unfortunately, when it happened live, my finger went straight up.
Chris has just made a mess of himself. Okay, let's move on. More water. As we head to Radio 2, and sports reporter Matt Williams has got the racing news for us. You okay, Chris?
That's a great one.
Racing news with Matt Williams.
And jockey Paddy Brennan has clocked up his 1,000th jumps win in Britain and Ireland. He was riding Colin's sister.
My dad's called Colin. Oh,
I'm sorry. Scott Mills. Any of the bingo with Freddie Flintoff and Chris Stark. How's it looking over there, guys?
Yeah, it's wet. It's very wet, actually.
This is a sports special. And now we have an absolute Inuit Bingo classic, one of the greats from BBC Radio Norfolk's Wally Webb, recounting a touching anecdote about one of our greatest golfers, Mr. Seve Ballesteros.
And which leads me on to a story, actually, about the very much missed Seve Ballesteros. I remember that when one of the great golfers of history, I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
I enjoyed that one.
It's a good one, mate. Oh. Everyone's coughing.
Oh, jeez.
For good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off. Mm-hmm.
You've just gone over yourself there.
I'm going to look bad on the
chair. Liz, on email for the next one, it's Jonathan Agnew on Test Match Special. And it seems that even when they're wearing all that padding, accidents do still happen.
Maharaj bowls and Dawson comes forward and plays that back up the pitch. An interesting discussion going on with that question of whether or not the ball flicked de Kock's helmet.
Love de Kock.
Yeah.
You do like de Kock as well, don't you?
Love it. Him. Him. Him.
Maharaj bowls and Dawson comes forward and plays that back up the pitch. An interesting discussion going on with that question of whether or not the ball flicked de Kock's helmet.
We never found out. Next, it's Jake in Lincoln sending this one in. It's the UEFA Cup semi-final and Chelsea versus Frankfurt has gone into extra time. Commentator Karen Carney feels that maybe Chelsea have lacked a little something.
And the pass there from Higuain in that final third was poor. He should have done better. Like I said, they had numbers. They were 4v2. Should have done better. And they should have at least penetrated the box.
Okay.
You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm running out of water yet. Must have ended up on my pants.
Yeah.
Next one, ESPN. Is that still on?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh. And it's Arsenal defender Felipe
Senderos.
Felipe Senderos. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Now, I just didn't know this kind of thing went on in football.
No, I think with Joey Barton, you know what to expect. You know, he's going to come strong in the tackle and he's going to come in your face.
It's a good one, that. And that was Freddie Flintoff, Innuendo Bingo. Bring
you
on the towels.
Bring it on. Thank
While
you.
You're wet, well, mate. Promote anything you want, probably Top Gear.
Top Gear, Sunday night, 8 o'clock. It's brilliant.
Thank you, Freddie. Bring the towels.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Matty in Oxford, who says, loved bingo today. I have my last two first-year university exams over the next couple of days. Just wanted to say cheers to you and Chris for keeping me going and being such good company during long days in the library. Thanks, Matty. Good luck with your exams. Ginger Dunk from Burnley. Love that he gives us all the detail there. Says, funniest Inuit bingo ever. Crying with laughter in my truck. And Boo in Scarborough says, hump day done. Just finished work. Howling at Radio 1 Inuit bingo today. Flintoff was great, actually. Let's get him back on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
On yesterday's show, we were saying at school, there was always that person that acts as the go-between between you and the person you fancy. Rachel, you were that person, weren't you?
I was, Scott. Yes, I was, at 15.
So whose dirty work did you do?
I did Adam's dirty work.
Okay. What was Adam's story then?
Adam was one of my best friends at school, and he was the first person that I actually had feelings for. And he came to me one day and he said that he really liked this girl. And I was like, yeah. He said, I've been friends with her for a while and I don't really know how to ask her. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, you know her really well, Rachel. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. Can you ask her, Alex? Can you put a word in for me?
Oh.
Yeah. And I was devastated. However, I did go and speak to Alex and say that he really liked her. And then they started seeing each other. And then they were together for, I don't know, probably a couple of years, and then broke up in their late teens. And then ended up reconnecting and then got married a few years ago.
What?
Yeah, I know.
All because of you?
Well, potentially. I don't really speak to them anymore, but I know that they're blissfully happy, which is lovely.
You're right.
And he never knew.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Sammy in Birmingham, you're on Radio 1.
Hi.
You're right?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
I'm all good. You've been wanting to be on Radio 1 for ages.
Yeah, ages. Well, I've been in this job for like a year, and yeah, this is my moment.
Right, okay. You were messaging me about Lady Gaga's best song. What is it?
It's got to be You and I. It's got to be.
Her best one, though. To be fair, I liked You and I. Was that her best track?
Yeah, because it marked a change in her career. Like, her whole musical style changed.
Yeah, but... Tomorrow, Charlie Hedges will join me for Where Do You Think They Were? 140.